This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very tragic incident that happened over the weekend. Ralph Yarrell, a 16-year-old, was supposed to be picking up his twin brothers who were waiting outside a house for him. But he went to the wrong house. And this was in Kansas City, Missouri. And he was a block away from the property when he was shot in the head through a glass door by the homeowner of the house he went to instead. Now, what we're being told is he reportedly pulled into the driveway of the home at 10 p.m. and he rang the doorbell. When he rang the doorbell, he was immediately shot in the head by the homeowner. Now, the teenager was black from what we understand, and the homeowner was white. We do not have an identification of the homeowner. But now there's hundreds of protesters marching outside the home of the suspected shooter. And the family of Ralph has demanded justice for the teenager. There has been over $1 million raised on a GoFundMe account to help the family with the medical bills. He is in the hospital right now in critical but stable condition. It's a miracle he survived. And Viola Davis, Halle Berry, many other celebrities are putting pressure on the Kansas City prosecutor, Zachary Thompson, to bring quote-unquote appropriate charges. His aunt claims that when he fell to the floor, he was shot again, but managed to run next door to a neighbor for help. The nephew had to knock on 3 doors before he was helped, and even then he was told to lie on the floor with his hands above his head. Wow. And so we're being told that he was going to pick up his 2 younger siblings from an unfamiliar address. When it wasn't from his own home. This was from an unfamiliar address he was supposed to pick up the kids from. That's why he might have gotten the houses mixed up. But then he's a junior in high school, loves music. He plays the bass clarinet. And when you see this, you're like, okay, what's going wrong here? How does this happen? Now, it's a shame, and I think we have a very nervous, very unsteady, very off-kilter society right now, where people are expecting crime. They're expecting, and then sadly, you have somebody that just is trying to come for help, and it's. At this point, I don't think I could even go up to a house or go up to a stranger. They might think I'm going to stab them or I'm going to hurt them. You know, there was this case, and I forget which state this happened, but it was in a mountain community, and there was a family of 4. Somebody's car had broken down. So he knocked on the door of the house. The family said, of course we'll help you. And that person murdered the whole family. Now, when I heard that I think it was about maybe 20 years ago. I mean, I've taught my kids that you help others. Look at Jeremy Renner. There was somebody, now it turned out I think it was his nephew, but we heard that he was always helping neighbors with we don't want to hear these stories where somebody trying to help somebody else, you know, tragically ends up getting hurt. And so when people hear these stories of somebody knocking on a door, opening it up, and it being someone that murders, which is rare, but it happens, the average person then thinks, well, if somebody knocks on the door, this is somebody that's going to hurt me. Why would anybody knock on the door? Now, I, as a doctor, always assume somebody needs help. And so, my instinct would be to go to the door, not open it, but say, what do you need? Do you need me to call 911? What do you need? I'm here to help. But no, me, usually I would open the door. I mean, my husband gets mad at me. Don't open the door. Don't open the door. Because I want to help. I want to, if they need medical help. And if somebody on the other side said, look, they need medical help. They need medical help. I would run out there with my medical kit, and I know I might be gullible, but it's just that I just assume the average person's telling the truth. I just assume the average person knocking on a door is, but unfortunately, when, there are individuals who want to do bad things, I had somebody in my home. He got into our home at 2 a.m. and I had to scare him away with the shotgun. I didn't shoot him, but he left, thank God, once he knew I had a shotgun, and I told him to get the blank out. But when you experience something like that, I'm not saying you're trigger happy, but you're less likely to expect somebody who's knocking on the door to be somebody who needs help or somebody who's there innocently. And this is a horrible situation where a 16-year-old was just picking up his brothers at 10 p.m. at night. Well, what the heck? So I think everybody is on edge. And all we see in the media is crime, crime, crime. All we hear are deaths and murders and rapes and attacks. And we don't hear the case of, this kid is here to pick up his siblings. People get their address wrong. People are drunk. There was somebody, I was in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, seeing my brother. And there was, I think we were at a Holiday Inn where the doors open. I think there was like a glass door. And I thought ours were locked, but somebody walks into our room. He was about maybe 6'4". And he comes in, and I just wake up to it, so I gasp, and my husband yells at him to get the hell out. Now, thank God he didn't shoot him or anything like that, and, we were in Nebraska on vacation, but, things happen. I've seen drunk people mistakenly, enter the wrong room. Now, maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe he really did want to attack us. I don't know, but luckily yelling and screaming got him out. But in this day and age, you just don't know. And when that guy was in my house at 2 a.m, I got the gun and I told him to get the hell out, and I was prepared to use it if I had to. But what do we do when we have innocent people just wanting to pick up other kids? Shooting through the door? Just everybody's on edge, and we got to fix this. This is tragic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have been asking about the drug shortages. How are we doing on those? It's interesting. I haven't had a lot of pushback. Now, I'm licensed in 12 states. But I haven't had a lot of pushback on prescriptions. Most of my prescriptions have gone through without a hitch. I am aware that there are a lot of prescriptions in short supply, eye drops, antibiotics, Adderall still, the ADHD medication. And so the drug supply shortage, I don't think we're getting the full story on what's been going on. Is it because we're trying to become less dependent on China? So we're trying to have American output take some of the heat, and that's going kind of slow. We do have some of our generics come from Mexico as well. So I don't know if it's because we're trying to shift away from China. I think it's an overprescribing. I think we have a lot of parents stocking up. And I get it. I get the I understand the behavior. I understand mama bear and papa bear's instinctive nature. But I have individuals call all the time saying, oh, yeah, we lost our drops. We lost our medications. We need, another round. And, you know, over the phone, I'm watching these doctors. These doctors just shelling out more medicines over the phone. And, you know, we have guidelines. We have to, one, know that you're ill. But when somebody says they're on vacation, they lost their medication, that's what telemedicine companies do. They help. But I'm just getting the feeling that people are trying to stock up so they have it at the house. And I got to tell you, having kids, like when they have pink eye, they usually don't have pink eye right after school where your doctor has an appointment you could slide right into and you could pick them up from school and then take them to the doctor and then see them and get the drops right there. That's not how it happens. Now what happens is your kids have pink eye in the middle of the night. They wake up screaming because their eye is matted shut. They can't open their eye, either in the middle of the night or early morning. So you open it up. You got to go to work. They got to go to school. But now they have a red eye. You don't know why they have a red eye. And now you need to try to get them in with the doctor and get them treated. And so you have many, you know, if the society is looking to make things easier from a remote standpoint, it's no shock that they're going to try to make things easier from a have medications on hand standpoint. And so you wonder if part of our drug shortage is people hoarding. Now, I'm telling you right now, the reason why we have a Tamiflu shortage is people were calling online saying, I don't have COVID. Don't tell me I have COVID. My COVID test is negative. Just give me the flu medication. I have flu. And I saw tons of Tamiflu prescriptions given. And we had a pretty, you know, we had a spike in flu compared to other flu seasons, but how many of these cases were really flu? And then all of a sudden we have a Tamiflu shortage and we haven't even made it to December yet. And December and January is peak flu season. And I saw patients where when you look back through their history, they called, they got Tamiflu, only for a week later saying, it looks like I have COVID. Well, I could have told you had COVID. What made you think you had the flu? Well, I was starting to get a fever, and it was low grade. Flu doesn't give you low grade fevers. Flu gives you high grade. So, and I'm a little nervous because I love doing telemedicine. It's an amazing way to help people who live in areas where they don't live near a doctor. I can't tell you how many individuals I've been able to help who wouldn't have been able to get help. I've been able to tell them, look, this is serious. This is a heart attack. You've got to call 911. There was somebody who I think was drug overdosing. And so we called 911. Hopefully they got Narcan as soon as possible. So I think it can be life-saving. But on the flip side, I really fear that the CDC and the FDA are going to say, okay, we need to stop this. People are just getting too many medications over the phone that don't really necessarily need them. And our medicine use is now skyrocketing. We want to control costs. Telemedicine is much less expensive than going to the doctor. The problem is I can't tell you how many people are calling saying they have strep. This really isn't strep season. We might have a couple, you know, rare cases of strep, but if you're having a sore throat right now, I'm telling you right now, most of these pictures and most of the symptoms people are telling me, it's not strep. Yet they're getting the antibiotics. And I had to write an antibiotic for a person who I actually thought might have been. Actually, no, it wasn't strep. This person actually had a tooth abscess. So I'm trying to give them the antibiotic, and it's saying, look, this antibiotic's in short supply. I'm like, why is the antibiotic in short supply? We're in the spring. We're out of most of pneumonia, cough, cold, strep season. Why are we low on antibiotics? Well, I look. It's like, because people are still getting them. They call up going, hi, I have strep. Can I have an antibiotic? Now, I get it. I'm a prepper. I'm not as big a prepper as other people. But I try to always have food in the pantry, water in the pantry, ammunition, extra clothes, extra EpiPen, set of medication that we need just in case. I get that. And I completely understand how people you know, feel like, look, it's getting harder and harder. You know, we have Drug Prescription Take Back Day. It is a tragedy when a child gets into their parents' medication, an old expired medication. That stuff shouldn't be there, especially narcotics. The problem is you have a population saying, do you know how hard it is to get pain medicine these days? Nobody will give it to you. And if I'm in pain, I want to have something. And so we've brewed this society that doesn't trust public health officials. When I told people, yeah, you know, we got Drug Prescription Take Back Day, I'm not even going to tell you what they told me. They're like, I dare you to try to take my drugs away. I'm like, I'm not taking your drugs away. I'm just telling you, if you have expired ones, get rid of them so your kids and dogs and cats don't go into them. But, you know, saving them for a rainy day, I get that. I understand. I see all sides. That sucks. When I hear that people have broken their arms and their workers' comp clinic will only give them Tylenol or Motrin, and they call going, I'm in so much pain. Now, me personally, I don't do well with pain medication. It doesn't seem to help my pain. Ibuprofen works really well for me, but I understand that everybody's different. But I'm telling you right now, coming out of surgery, I didn't just leave it up to the Tylenol or Motrin. And in fact, Motrin can cause you to bleed more, so I couldn't use Motrin. And I was very grateful after surgery having pain medication. I've never broken an arm or leg, God forbid, but I fear if I did, that's got to be painful. And so I want to know that if I do need something for pain, I'll be able to get it. So the average person is looking at what's been happening. Drug deaths going up, drug overdose deaths going up, fentanyl seizures going up, doctors limiting their prescription writing, but the deaths are going up, right? Like, it wasn't a doctor issue for most of it. That's what's going on across the border and what's going on within our cities. And people are going, hell no. If I'm not going to get an antibiotic over the phone, if I'm not going to get a pain pill over the phone, if I'm not going to get eye drops, because they're in short supply, get them while I can. And so it's a problem, and we are going to have major medication shortages. And if we don't figure out how to handle this, we're going to have a problem. And I get it. I hear people frustrated. And people are asking for medications to be over the counter. They're like, let me get my nausea medicine over the counter. Now, the only reason why I'm hesitant on having these medications over the counter isn't because of my own career. I'm fine. I don't need, you know, that sort of help for my career. If somebody needs a medication, I want them to get it. But my worry is there's drug interactions. So if you, let's say, are on sertraline or Lexapro, escitalopram, or bupropion for anxiety and depression, you are not supposed to take Zofran for nausea. There are major drug interactions. You're not supposed to take Diflucan for a yeast infection. You're not supposed to take Flexeril, a muscle relaxer. I can't tell you how much of the population is on SSRIs or a medication for depression and anxiety like bupropion. But you now go over the counter and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to just get this and this. It'll interact with your medicine. And so we have to have, these are pharmaceuticals. That's why there's an art to it. That's why we have pharmacists. That's why we have physicians and medical professionals. So, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says a debt ceiling increase without spending cuts won't make it through Congress. The speaker said the longer President Biden waits to negotiate with Republicans, the more likely it becomes, quote, his administration will bumble into the first default in our nation's history. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan said Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is focused on advancing a radical political agenda instead of enforcing the law. The committee heard testimony from victims today of violent crimes in New York City. Time is running out for anyone who still needs to file their federal taxes. The IRS deadline for filing 2022 returns is tomorrow. Jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal is dead at the age of 92. Jamal was known as an inspiration to jazz legends like Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, and Miles Davis. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I have to talk about this. And I just have to say something. So not only am I a physician, not only am I an American, not only am I a daughter of an immigrant, not only am I a Las Vegan and a Nevadan, but I'm also a Jew. So when somebody says they're Jewish and something happens, okay, and it happens in the news, I always kind of get asked about, you know, what do you think? Is this how you feel? What's going on? So apparently Friday night, and Friday night is the Sabbath of the Jews. So even though maybe not all of us are in temple, there's a lot of things we're not supposed to be doing on the Sabbath. We're not supposed to be working. We're not supposed to be writing, purchasing or selling things. We're not supposed to be doing work. It's the Sabbath. And our Sabbath runs Friday night to Saturday night. Ends at sundown on Saturday. And, you know, not all Jews observe it. But if you are Jewish and you tell people you're Jewish, you obviously have a connection to the Sabbath. So this Friday night, this last Friday, apparently a couple women who claimed they were Jews against DeSantis storms the fundraising stage. They had signs. Maybe they made the signs prior to the Sabbath, because you're not supposed to write on the Sabbath, but but they storm a fundraising stage saying they're Jews that hate DeSantis. Now, I am for free speech. You hate somebody, you can hate somebody and all that. But what I'm not for is the anti-Semitic aftermath that came from this, and people thinking that these individuals represent the Jews. And somebody who is closed-minded or wants an excuse to hate the Jews just got more fuel. And as far as I'm concerned, I almost wonder if they really are Jewish. Because if you are Jewish, you're usually observing the Sabbath. You wouldn't be storming a fundraising stage. You really wouldn't be at a fundraiser. Usually on the Sabbath, you're not really at events, except unless they're temple events. So are they non-religious Jews? Are they, what is this? And so it's frustrating because something like this got headlines. And so I get asked, going, why do Jews hate DeSantis? I go, being a Jew is a religion. There are many Jews that love DeSantis, that love Trump, that love Biden, that love Clinton, that love, there might be some Jews that don't like DeSantis or some Jews that don't like Biden or something, but it isn't a whole. Just like saying all Catholics are Republican. Not all Catholics are Republican. Not all Jews are Democrat. Not all Jews are Republican. All right? Religion is different than politics, and it should be different. I really can't stand when I hear that one religious group where religion and politics align, because they can't. Your religion is something completely different. And so this, apparently they are left-leaning, and I get DeSantis has enemies. I get that. But who made it onto the stage were individuals that had, Jews written on there. So when you see this, now DeSantis said, why you'd want to pay the ticket to get in just to do that, I don't know. And he kind of played it off. And I again, I'm not exactly sure if they were Jewish, because you're, and I'm not saying you have to be always religious, but it was just, you would storm maybe a Thursday night fundraiser. It really wouldn't be a Friday night. And so if this was a play and a ploy, that's not cool. And I saw some people post, all the Jews should go back to Israel and quit causing trouble in America. We're not causing trouble in America. It's breeding more anti-Semitism. And so I beg of everybody, please, for the love of God, get religion out of politics. I know more Republican Jews than I know Democrat Jews. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic. It doesn't matter if you're LDS. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim. It doesn't matter if you're Hindu, Buddhist. We have individuals that might find things within their political party enticing and things they dislike. It is not supposed to infringe on religion. And it's not supposed to be related to religion. Somebody asked me, do Jews think fetuses aren't living? I was under the impression, there's like a biblical passage where if you kill a pregnant woman, you're basically charged for two deaths because you killed the woman and her fetus. Now, that could be interpreted as the fetus is alive, or that could be interpreted as, that was a double crime. But that doesn't mean that we have we should have an official stand on what's going on with politics and laws and with a private medical procedure that a woman has with her doctor. It's not private anymore. Now it's all in politics, and they're asking religious groups to stand up and say something. So the more society keeps bringing in religion and religious groups for politics and politicians, the more we're going to have anti-religious sentiment. And I'm going to tell you, whatever these Jews did, if they were, that Friday night, that did not represent centuries of religion and people wanting peace and people advocating for free speech. and be, you know, let people talk. You know, when Moses had the Ten Commandments, and he had to talk to a crowd of Hebrews, okay, I'm sure not all of them quieted down. Okay, I've been among in a room of Jews, okay? It's really hard to get everybody shut up. Jesse. I'm like, come on, guys. You know, if I have to be quiet, you all have to. Or you should have the last one talking. Dahlia's still talking, Rabbi. Dahlia. All right, sorry. I'm quiet. Yeah, well, what do you have to say? So I'm sure when Moses tried to explain to everybody about the Ten Commandments, right, he had people talking. Did anybody try to storm the mount and try to you know, put... No. Let the man speak. He spoke. Right? When Jesus spoke, listen to Jesus. You listen, and then you move on. I'm not saying everybody has to listen, but storming a stage and then branding that you represent, you know, it's, and I get, you could be of any religion disliking DeSantis. There's a lot of people that dislike him. We're in a free country. But when you give the message that, you know, this is, you're representing a religion, Then at least do it right. I mean, don't do it on the Sabbath. Don't do it, I mean, you know, don't be writing. Don't be, you know, I mean, you know, the Jewish religion is a very, we're a very understanding, forgiving. We don't try to proselytize anybody. We don't try to convert anybody. We're like, you know, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. If you want to join our flock, great. If not, no big deal. You know, I mean, that is how the Old Testament has portrayed us, as we're open to ideas, we're open to what you have. We have to follow our laws. If you don't want to follow our laws, no big deal. You're not going to die. We're not going to do any crusades. We're not going to whatever. You get to, you know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And Jews keep being blamed. Like when I saw that one anti-Semitic, and I think it was in response to I think he wanted me to see it, saying all the Jews should go back to Israel. When people blame the country's woes on Jews, okay, I mean, if you guys are mad at what's going on with this country, okay, I don't think Joe Biden's Jewish. Yeah, he's Catholic, but I don't blame Catholics. Is anybody blaming Catholicism for the way Joe Biden is running this country? I forget what religion Trump is, but is he Protestant or something? Is anybody blaming that? Why are people so quick to bring, because they want to hate. People want to hate. And these Jews just gave another reason for people to hate us, and that's flipping ridiculous. Yeah, you can hate anybody you like, but you don't brand and try to bring in us as a religion and then make people hate us when we might not think the way you do. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners took a job. They promised her remote work or a four-day work week, and she's there 5 days anyway. And so how do you, I guess, prevent this before taking the job? So I was a little surprised. I saw a statistic that 10% of companies are now offering four-day work weeks. And that's a lot. I'm surprised. Now, the four-day work week, though, could mean a variety of things. And so when you do see a condensed work week or a four-day work week, you need to ask some specific questions. And I know that gets hard during the interview. So I'll tell you what the questions that need to be answered are and then maybe how to ask them. Okay? Because you might see, oh, four-day work week remote. All right, that's good. But then all of a sudden you find out, we need you. I can't tell you how many times I took a job. Oh, you don't have to work the smoking section. And I was in smoking for most of it. Or, don't worry, we're going to pay you less, you'll get bonuses, and then never got the bonuses. So I expect that it's clickbait. They catch you, they get you in, and then all of a sudden you have, more job duties. But I also get that people are calling out. And if you have the type of job where somebody, where that place is open 5 days a week, or I'm in Las Vegas, so a lot of places are open 24/7, if people don't show up to their shift, you're going to be asked to cover. So one is, know where you're working. And two, you want to know what kind of a job it is. If it's a type of job where they don't necessarily need to have customer service, where it's just more about the work getting done, if they're advertising four-day work weeks, then that could be a little bit more doable. But if you work at a job where people are front desk or answering phones or in front of the public or sales and the company is open 5 days a week, you want to make sure that your 4 days are your 4 days. Another question you need answered is, are your 4 days 4-10s? See, a lot of people think a four-day work week is still a 9-to-5 with an hour lunch, and you just don't have to work on Fridays. But, in hospitals, you have to do 12-hour shifts. So, you might be given three 12-hour shifts, and those are your 3 days. And they're not necessarily an 8-hour work day. So when you do see four days a week, are those 4-10s? Or are you only working 32 hours that week? The next thing you need to kind of have answered, and again, you're not going to ask this directly. I'll tell you how to ask. But another thing you need to look at if you're looking at a four-day work week is, what's that fifth day like? Is that fifth day where there's still going to be meetings? And every now and then, how they approach it, they go, look, you're only working 4 days, but every now and then, we might have to do a conference call on a Friday. Or we might need you to cover a shift. That's telling you you're not really completely off that day. Now, remember, many people who are looking for jobs like that, are working on the weekends, or they're taking on another job. Just like these people working remote, many of them are working multiple jobs. Which kind of sucks, because it'd be nice, we barely have enough jobs for one job for every person. Now, people are working two or three jobs because they're working remote. Well, but when it comes to, is that fifth day really off? You need to find out from other workers that are already there, how's the four-day work week? And they're like, oh, it's good. And there's something wrong. And they're like, oh, it's amazing. And I go, how often are you needed that fifth day? Oh, they never call me. I'm always off that fifth day. Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Unless, of course, that person's a VP and you're entry level. So if you are interested in this four-day work week, how do you bring this stuff up without them getting... Because what is the employer doing? If the employer does have a job where they want to know you're flexible and you're not working another job on the side... They're going to be, and I know many of you are thinking, it's none of their gosh darn business. Well, these jobs that are paying full-time and benefits, they do get mad and will fire you if they think you're working two full-time jobs. Me, I've worked multiple part-time jobs and nobody really cared, and I told them I have another job, sorry, because I wasn't getting benefits. So it's none of their gosh darn business. But once they, take you on as full-time, and they're paying benefits, they want to know they have you full-time. And so it gets a little sticky. I still don't think it's anybody's business. So during the interview, what they want to do is, if they do need that flexibility, they're going to want to see that you're flexible. And if you're in the interview, let's say you're not flexible. Then be honest. Then that place might not work for you. If you say, look, in the interview, I'm so excited about the four-day work week because on Fridays, I don't have babysitting. And so I'll be able to then... watch my kids. I'm so grateful because I could work whatever you need Monday through Thursday, but then on Fridays, I'll be able to be there for my kid. And see how they take it. And if they're like, okay, wait a second, she's going to say no every time we need her on Fridays, then they may not hire you. But if they're like, you know, it doesn't sound like she's working a second job. It sounds like, you know, she's sincere. And they, you know, you might still get the job. So in, during the interview, if you're trying to figure out what kind of a four-day work week it is, you need to, you know, be honest about what it is. I mean, you don't have to tell them you're working a second job. But be honest about why you want the four-day work week. You know, you don't have to necessarily say, well, I go to my gynecology appointment and I get my bikini wax and I do my, you know, you don't have to necessarily go into that sort of detail. You know, oh, well, I get to run errands. Everybody has to run errands. But the kids are always a great excuse, or having a sick family member that you're taking care of. And so when you are in an interview and say, look, I see that this is a 4-day work week. Which 4 days are you looking for? And what type of hours for that? Because I want to make sure I'm excited about that. And when do you need me? And what hours do you want me for? If they answer back going, well, it'll depend on your schedule and we'll let you know, then your follow-up question is that a fifth day off variable? Or is it something fixed? The only reason why I ask is I got family that I'm taking care of and this. And so I just want to prepare them for what that fifth day is like. And if they say, I can't tell you, then expect you're probably going to have to work it. So, you know, if you need the job, you need the job. But you're going to realize that employers, you need to research your employer before, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the person, but research the company. And if you're seen, and you know, drive around to some of their locations, research them. And if you see they keep saying short staff, okay, well then you're a body that needs to fill a position. I don't know how flexible they're going to be with your schedule. If you see bad reviews, if you see they're struggling, if you see, now you might want that. You might want to be the hero that comes in and says, you know what, I'll work overtime. Pay me overtime, let me do it. But if you're getting a salary for 4 days, they're going to make you work five. You know, just know ahead of time, and it really is researching the job, and then you also know what they need. You know, you could say, look, you know, I don't call out. I'll be there for you to cover people if I can have babysitting, if I could get advance notice. But you know, I can help you as much as I can if X, Y, and Z, and maybe try to set those boundaries early on. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.